Let it begin. Right now, at this very moment. Let it begin.
The American dream is dead.
It's always been awful. We just know about it more. Like, we are more aware of how awful people are. But they've always been awful, and they always will be. That's why we need a flood. We just need, like, put 10 people in a bunker safe. We just need to start over. I'm awful. Include me in the flood. I need to go. We all do. We're awful. We're broken. The wiring in our heads is fucked up. We need to find, like, some pure people somewhere that'll just start up. That's what we need. And we need to get rid of the goddamn mosquitoes.
When it's time to make a change, make it right.
Grow up.
Make it rain. Make it rain. Make it rain. Make it rain down low. Make it rain. Oh, make it rain. Make it rain.
It's like when you have, like, a five-year-old who, you know, says, "Hey, I'm a dinosaur." And you're like, yeah, you're a dinosaur. Great. You know, so that he goes away.
Yeah.
And you just accept that because he's five and he watched the Land Before Time and he thought, oh,
now I'm a dinosaur.
He wants to play dinosaur. That's fine. But at some point, you got to get a goddamn job. And you can't be a dinosaur anymore. Grow up! Or learn to swim!
Make it rain. Make it rain. Make it rain. Make it rain. Oh, make it rain.
And now, let's hear it.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
Sup?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hi.
And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, on time. 15 minutes early, Napier.
Excellent.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
It's amazing when you don't have to work that you can actually be here on time. So.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We do have a jam-packed show for you this evening. Later on, we are going to be putting things in Drunk's mouth.
Do we have a contestant for that?
We do. Mr. Matt Chuck of Lotus Cast fame.
Nice. Will be, nice.
Get the fuck out of here with that guy again.
You know, I asked several people, and he's the only one that said yes, Travis.
Is 3.5-hour show enough time for him to talk?
Apparently, no.
But I tried. I thought maybe some fresh blood would be exciting. But, you know, I like Matt. Matt's good on the show, so Matt will be here later. Do you think he's going to go for you or against you?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. I usually get at least two right every time, so.
Two out of three is a drunk win, but you're going for perfection.
Oh, every time, absolutely.
I mean, you're not here for two out of
three.
You're here to win it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for the first time ever, I believe we are going to attempt to Periscope what's in Drunk's mouth.
Hell yeah, that way we know it's all up on the up and up and whatnot.
Right, so if you're on the Periscope, make sure to get out your Periscopes in about a half hour or so. We're gonna have Drunk put things in his mouth live on the Periscopes. So
what's a Periscope?
I
mean,
it's kind of like the Twitters or the Instagrams or the Facebooks.
It's an app that's like video. You broadcast video. And all the kids are doing it.
It seems silly.
Why does it seem silly?
Because,
I mean,
there's too much social media.
It's just like having your own TV channel.
It's an interesting idea, which is generally misused for, like, silliness, like people periscoping, like, just for no reason. If it was used for a good idea, like putting things in Drunk's mouth.
Absolutely.
It could be very beneficial to people. But, you know, like all other things, it's turned into just bullshit. So how is everybody? Napier, you're in the process of moving. That can be stressful, I imagine, especially when you don't know if there's spooky ghosts in your home.
Well, if it makes you feel better, first day at the house, turned on a light switch, blew out the garage.
That's the ghosts welcoming you.
Apparently, they don't like the garage door.
Travis, we didn't do the seance.
No, I mean, he's not moved in yet, though, right?
Well, he's been moving things in, but he's not living there yet.
We just have to cleanse it before all of his personal items become corrupted by the spirit.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to do it.
I mean, that's what I figure. And Drunk... you had a busy weekend. You went to a wedding.
I did.
How did that? Did it go off without a hitch?
It went fine. Yeah.
Now it was your girlfriend's sister. So were you like at the big front table?
I sat at the table with the wedding party. Like at the head table was the bride and groom and both sets of parents, and then I was on like the secondary table with the rest of the wedding party.
Did you show any Halloween spirit at all?
No, the one person that did was asked to leave within 15 minutes after bringing his mask out.
Was asked to leave?
He was.
They didn't even ask him to take his mask off? They just told him to get the fuck out?
Yep.
What kind of stuffy-ass wedding were you at?
Did they do the monster
mash? It was fairly hoity-toity. No mask. There's literally zero Halloween theme to this wedding.
You know, I was reading about the monster mash, and that guy made the monster mash in like 1962, and like it sort of was a thing, but not really. And he stuck with it for 11 years, and eventually put out a full album with the monster mash and a bunch of other like spooky songs that were monster mash esque. And I don't think any of those were really like.
Popular
or anything, but he stuck with it. And the second time, after 11 years, the Monster Mash took off.
So that would be 73?
Yeah, it was 73.
I would have figured the Monster Mash would have been older than that.
Well, it was. It was from 1962. Well,
yeah, it feels like a very 50s kind of song. Kind of like the Mashed Potato, doing the twist and whatnot.
What else is going on, guys? How are things?
Ding! Guys.
Right.
Guys.
I'm trying.
I know you are.
It's a struggle.
I know.
Why do you let other people influence you?
I need to go into Guys Anonymous. Hello, I'm Mike, and I'm a chronic user of the word guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mike.
Just always got guys in your head.
Yeah. Travis?
Yes, sir.
Anything new with you, man? You kind of quiet over there. You bummed out?
Halloween weekend hangover.
Oh, did you do a bunch of drinking?
No, not any more than normal.
You're just hung over from the excitement of the season.
The excitement, yeah, exactly.
He actually had to walk around the block and get candy.
Built up to a fever pitch and then just kind of petered out, you know what I mean?
Do you go to the stores and get the clearance Halloween stuff?
No, it's not necessary. There's too much Halloween
stuff. Are
you talking
about, like, decorations or candy?
Well, I mean, obviously both.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get fun stuff.
We're pretty well set on both fronts. I know the kids did real well with their trick-or-treat baskets this year, so that means Daddy's got a lot of candy for a while.
So how many full-size candy bars are these kids rolling in?
The first dozen houses that we rolled through in an adjoining town that we typically don't go to, there was three of those houses gave out full-size candy bars.
Jesus.
There was actually one of the places that we went, and my children are 3 and 6. One of the houses that we went to, he actually gave out one full-size candy bar, one of those giant ring pop things, and then also one of those huge tubes of Pixie Sticks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
That is the neighbor to
have
right there.
I came home when it started to get dark, and I saw that all of the children walking around in my neighborhood were like 6 foot tall and like in their 20s, and they were all just wearing regular clothes, but they bought a scream mask, and so that was their costume. And I bought candy to hand out, but I saw that there wasn't any actual children, and it was all kids that are taller than me walking around like, "What's up, dog? Can I get some candy?"
Yeah, but if you don't give them the candy, they might fuck up your house.
I just turned the light off and pretended I wasn't home. I didn't want to deal with it. I'm not opening it up and giving candy to fucking kids.
Did you keep the lights out in the front room, too?
I mean, Yeah. I just sat here, watched the Blues game.
Yeah, at 16, you don't get free candy anymore.
Right.
Sat there, watched the Blues game, and ate a bunch of candy.
Right, yeah. So I just kept all the candy. I've been eating it. It's been good. And I hate that because I love Halloween.
Oh, it's one of my favorite holidays.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, the kids come over, and they're all
dressed
up.
And act like a fool.
Dressed up, cute, and it's fun. And like, when it's just a bunch of shitheads in their street clothes, but they went and bought a $2 skull mask, and they think... Yeah, what am I going to... Oh, hi, little boy. You know, look up at him. And it's like, fuck you.
You're kind of a curmudgeon, you know.
I am. I'm getting there. And it's only getting worse. Like, I'm just...
You're only like 33, right?
But
you are the saltiest 33-year-old I've ever fucking
And I hate to keep doing it. I feel like, you know, and it's kind of coming into the show. It's just like every week I'm just... bitching about stuff, but it really is awful. And
you're not happy unless you're bitching, that's for sure.
Nothing's getting better. It's just getting worse, and people are shitheads. And now I got this single mom that moved next door, and she's got like 6 kids, and they just go out in the front yard and scream and fight and bounce basketballs all day.
What did you do?
Sit in my goddamn living room listening to them scream at each other all day.
You were outside playing hockey all day.
No, I'm not saying that I was any better when I was their age. I probably wasn't. But
you're probably just bad.
But I just want to sit in my living room and like
That makes you a crusty old man.
Read the internets and stuff, and I can't because these goddamn kids are right outside my door.
Put some noise reducing headphones on, fucking.
Mike's gonna be out in his front lawn with like a yard chair.
Get off my yard.
Hey, you.
Quit bouncing that basketball.
Get off the grass.
Leave the neighborhood and go find some drugs, why don't you?
Mike is going to have a collection of balls that kids hit into his yard that they're too afraid to come and get, and he's going to just have like his
the James Earl Jones character in the Sandlot.
Yep, exactly.
Need to go get some Beware of Dog signs and put them up, even though I don't have a dog. Just to try to deter people.
Right, he's going to put up a privacy fence. For no reason.
Be the old man from the Home Alone, the first Home Alone but movie with his giant chunk of galoshes.
I don't want to be that, though.
But you are, is the thing.
But, I mean, not wanting to be
it. You don't have a gray hair on your head, and you are that man
already.
I do.
I have lots of gray hairs. I'm getting a lot of them. They're mostly in my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Are you getting the grays yet, Travis?
I've had grays in my beard and in my chest hair, not so much on my head. Mostly I'm just losing all of my hair.
Oh, your hair's falling out?
Yeah, it's thinning like a bastard. Oh. It really sucks.
What do? Do you just shave it and say, I'm not bald, I'm shaved, right?
Well, right now, I have my hair gal, trying to like leave it a little bit longer at haircuts where that's
Do you
kind
have to have that
fucking...
conversation with them? You gotta be
like, oh, I absolutely did.
Be like, yeah. Hey, things are getting kind of scary back there?
I've known her. It's actually in the front. It's like receding real bad, and I've actually known her since high school.
You have a hair person?
Yeah, like, yeah, she's been a friend of mine since, like, high school, so I go every 5 weeks.
Why is that weird?
What do you mean you have a hair person?
I have a hair person.
You, like, the same person that you go back to?
Yeah, every time.
Where at? You have go to, like, a specialty place?
Paul's wife.
Oh, so you get, like, haircuts for free because your friend
is... No, I pay her $20 every time.
Yeah, $20?
I go to a salon as well.
You go to a salon, Travis?
Yeah,
my... Do you purchase product?
Paul's wife works at a salon, and I go to said salon.
Yeah,
too.
And mine that I've known since high school, she actually owns her own salon, so that's where I go.
Why wasn't I invited to go to Paul's wife's salon?
I don't know.
I go to fucking Great Clips like a
fucking
garbage
person.
Listen to
how we've been talking
person.
And how curmudgeon-y you are.
Absolutely. You think she wants to talk to you for 20 minutes?
That's the other thing.
Listen,
I don't like
listen
when
to Mike bitch about the guys playing basketball in their front yard.
I don't like when they talk
minutes.
To me. When they try to make small... Don't they make small talk.
Well, me and Angie talk the whole time we're getting our hair
cut. Shut up and cut my hair.
I bet you don't like fat bitches cutting your hair either, just all rubbing up against you and whatnot. Does that drive you crazy?
No, I mean, I don't care what they look like. I just want a solid haircut, and I want to be
at
left
alone. At a reasonable
alone.
Price.
I had an Asian broad. Every time she cut my hair, and I only got, like, two haircuts from this broad.
But you didn't have a hair person. Like, you went to Great Clips and happened to get the same person twice.
Yeah, I would have gone every time, because every two times she cut my hair, she kept shoving her vagina into my shoulder blades.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, I'm sure I was making a weird face.
Was she really tall?
She was taller than average.
Vagina wouldn't be at shoulder.
Our buddy Tom has a guy. Goes to every 2 weeks. Straightens out his beard and his hair.
He has a guy?
Has a guy. Like he goes to a legit barbershop.
Really?
Yeah. Gives him the old straighten up on the beard and the hair.
Do you think that's what I need?
You probably, to get some of your frustrations out. You need more than just the podcast.
He needs like a massage gal goes in and like every
you know
once
I
a
used
week,
to go to the Fantastic Sam's me and a couple of pals we would go to the Fantastic Sam's and
by the post
like, wait like together
yeah the three of us would all go get haircuts together and
so you'd call up your buddies and say hey guys let's go get haircuts together
yeah
and you're saying having a hair awesome. Person's weird
we'd go to the Fantastic Sam's and what they would do is they would shampoo your hair and then cut it. So you got a shampooing before the whole thing. And that was actually kind of nice. And it wasn't
even... You
can
just request that.
Be like, hey, can I get a shampooing?
Yeah.
Drunk, I bet your lady gives you a shampoo every time.
Absolutely.
You get a
mine
shampooing
too.
At the...
Every time.
Drunk, next time you're going to the haircut place, why don't you invite me? I'll go with you.
Because I feel like you either work or have hockey on that day.
And what also
day
doesn't want to have a mandate.
I only do
to get
it on Thursdays or Fridays.
I work both of those days.
Yeah, I know.
Do it on a different day that I
well,
can go.
Well, Angie only works on Thursdays and Saturdays.
Drunk,
so.
It could be our thing. We could be haircut buddies.
Sure.
You're just looking for male bonding now, aren't
I
you?
I would love to hear you tell people that you
Mike's
know
just looking
that
for
every 5 weeks
shit for me
that
to
you
do.
And
that's
drunk
what he's
don't get
trying
your
to
haircut
do.
Together.
He wants me to listen to all these podcasts again.
Yeah, I was thinking that we should bring back Drunk's Podcast Smackdown Challenge.
Yeah, that's just...
The new season.
That's just begging for me to just let everybody down on that one.
Why, Drunk? Can't I give you two podcasts to listen to every
it's
week?
It's not and... like everybody's not used to it. It's fine.
Well, that is kind of my shtick, ain't it?
The bar is set very low.
So I'm going to...
You
I'm...
give me a task and I disappoint.
The bar isn't set low, it's set appropriate.
Right. Do you go in the evening or do you go during the day?
Just whatever her schedule is available. I call up her up and I make an appointment.
You make appointments?
I send her a text as opposed to calling the salon, but yeah.
I mean, is it in the evening or is it in the daytime?
Just depends.
It depends. Because, yep, I mean, if it was in the evening, I could go with
her. Oh, usually she's out of there by 6. I mean, she does have a job.
Oh,
and
so you know, I wouldn't be able to be there before then.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go up there one time you're off, just without Drunk? Or would that be weird?
No, I'd want to go with Drunk. It could be a bonding thing. We could go get our haircuts together.
Yeah, but from Paul's wife.
Yeah.
Would it
and?
Be, you won't go if Drunk's not with you? You can just go get a haircut.
Yeah, 33 that's what I'm saying. Old. I'm saying, you know, I go get my haircuts, and it's usually like something that I don't look forward to. I don't enjoy getting my haircut. I thought maybe if I brought back the joy of
so what do we do, what are we gonna do before
pal,
what are we gonna do before the haircut?
Oh, like it's going to be a whole evening?
Well,
like
I don't know about you, but it only takes me about 10 to 15 minutes to get my haircut. So if we're only hanging out for 20 minutes, what's the point?
So you want to like go have dinner first and then go get haircuts?
Well, I mean, usually it's during the afternoon, so probably lunch.
Maybe go see a movie?
I'm feeling that weird waiting time for the person not getting their haircut would be real awkward.
Oh, like while he's sitting around reading a magazine while I'm getting my haircut, and then I wait for him after I get my haircut.
Why are you assuming?
And
you're
then
going
we just
first?
Go our separate ways after.
I would have to go second because, like, once I pay, I would feel really awkward, like sitting down and waiting. I'm sure you'd be fine with it because you're kind of a don't give a fuck kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't care what people think about me. You need to start like adopting that.
You think that's what it is? See, that's the problem is I care what everybody thinks absolutely. About me all the time about everything.
Uh-huh.
And I need to calm down with that.
Right.
And you
need to give less of a fuck if somebody's outside bouncing a basketball.
I just want my peace and quiet.
Yeah, but what if your neighbor's like, say, the next Michael Jordan, and you go out there and like start helping him shoot hoops?
I'm going to discourage him from chasing his basketball
Yeah,
dream.
But maybe they might remember you when they're older and, you know, like slide some of that pro money your way, you know?
He could have been Jordan, but the old man next door made him feel bad. And then he went on a fucking mass murder spree instead.
if they weren't playing basketball and they were playing hockey...
Do you think that he would thank me at the ESPY Awards, like...
Absolutely.
If
Why
I went
they?
And bought them a new basketball. What they need to make is one of them basketballs that don't make so much noise when you bounce it.
Yeah.
You know I'd buy them one of those.
You know what you need to do? You need to invite your dad over, and you and your dad can hang out in the front yard and like, hey, isn't this weird? Because, you know, their dad's not there. They don't get to do that. No.
Oh. No, their dad isn't there, so...
Yeah.
Right. He said it was a single mother.
Yeah.
So you could have your dad out there and then they wouldn't want to come outside.
Maybe I could be like a father figure to them.
You could.
Be a big brother.
Yeah, you'll be
maybe
you'll
that's
be a big
maybe
bro.
That will fulfill me.
Yeah, go out there and start playing kickball with them.
Take kids under my wing and teach them, you know, how to be a model citizen and gentleman.
How to get the ladies in school.
Show them how to cut the cocaine with shit that people are not going to feel ripped off.
What does that mean, Travis?
Cut the cocaine?
Yeah, like how do you cut it?
You put a bunch of like
baking soda,
baby aspirin or baking soda or you know whatever is white.
Are you actually cutting it?
Yeah, you're cutting.
You're cutting the potency.
Think like adding more water to two sugary Kool-Aid, like cutting the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, there you go.
But you're not cutting it.
You're cutting it with water.
You're diluting it.
You're cutting the potency down.
Means the same thing. Oh.
Do you need a break?
I don't know what I need.
That's because you're a curmudgeon, Mike. You hate everything.
You know,
you spread your salt all over our fertile fields of happiness.
Not to go into TV talk, but The Walking Dead last night, I watched it, and this fat white guy, he's like a ninja, and he gives Morgan... What was it? The Art of Peace? And he sits there and he reads The Art of Peace and it makes him want to start shaking his bow staff at people and stuff. Maybe that's what I need. I need The Art of Peace and a bow staff. I wonder if they have that like on audiobook.
The Walking Dead?
The Art of Peace.
Oh. I was about to say, it's already a graphic novel. If you really need it on audiobook, that is terrible.
Maybe it's my opinion of things, but just like every day, people seem to get just a little bit more shitty than they were the day before.
Salty Mike and the gang, that's what we are.
I don't know. I need a change, guys.
Yeah? Maybe you can start like running every day.
Running?
Yeah, do some running. Get your runner's
high. Who doesn't like running?
Me, for one.
Either that or just like start like heavily drinking.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Dude, you should start drinking all the shit.
But
there's like only two different things you can do. You can actually take that first bit of advice and like do the workout thing and start eating better and like disconnect from negative things. Or you can absolutely embrace the negative things and, like Drunk said, either drink heavily or start smoking weed.
Right. So you need to go one of those two ways.
But it's like isn't like drinking and you know, getting fucked up and stuff, isn't that just kind of like it's numbing yourself to the realities?
It just helps get you to the grave.
That's exactly what it is.
Helping you not think about it. But I mean, they're not going away. They're not going away. They're still there.
No,
they do go away.
It's helping you get to the grave quicker, man. Helping you get there.
It don't matter if you don't give a fuck.
Yep, that's exactly right. You either have to reconcile with all of those,
or you could probably like start like taking a bunch of Vicodin every day. That probably helped too.
Is that the only options? Skating through life is.
Well, you can do the workout thing. That'll probably make you a better person.
Yourself so fucked up that you don't think about it?
Or go the other way and be a complete health-conscious, like, vegan nut.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I know.
You don't have to go full bore with the vegan shit. Just, you know, eat some fucking leafy greens once in a while.
Yeah. grab a salad kit when you're at the fucking grocery store.
Maybe don't get the 10-piece nuggets with that Wendy's stick burger.
Yeah, get a thick burger and a Diet Coke.
But I mean, like, getting chicken McNuggets isn't going to make people not shitheads.
Have you tried?
No, but it'll make you care less. Like, don't get the chicken McNuggets, and it's amazing what the mind and body do together.
So you need to focus on your own improvement and forget that the world around you is dog shit.
Or you can move to Canada.
Yes, you have to forget that the entire world is a big piece of shit, because otherwise.
But then aren't you constantly sitting there and thinking, why can't people keep up? Why is everyone not this immaculate temple of awesome?
They all think that, Mike. Every last fucking one of them.
That's the problem. Is even everyone thinks that they're special and they're not.
Why don't you go
volunteer? Nobody is special. Nobody owes anybody anything.
Why don't you go volunteer and do nice things for people?
I don't want to do nice things for people. I want them to leave me alone.
You should work at a soup kitchen.
Yeah, for just a weekend. Just go help some folks out. Maybe you'll feel better.
Do you think that they'd appreciate it?
Yeah, they're fucking homeless. They really fucking appreciate it. You ever been accosted by a homeless guy, like, in your car?
Yeah.
Those kind of people don't go to the soup kitchens. They're there for money so they can drink themselves to death. The people who go to the soup kitchen, you don't see because they don't want to be embarrassed.
I'll feel better after we put things in Drunk's mouth.
There you go.
Like chicken wings.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes, guys. Thanks. Thanks for being here, I guess. Yeah. Two of them are us. So thanks for listening on the podcast, I assume. Maybe.
I hope.
Oh, God.
Right.
Please click subscribe.
I wish I was the Furnacast. Oh, my God. We love the Furnacast. Dan Furnacast. Oh, he's so awesome. Oh, Dan's so cool. Oh, Dan's so awesome. Punk Rock Podcast. And this is very punk rock.
The Furnacast, live Monday, 8/7 Central. Available on Stitcher and iTunes.
You're listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks radio program. Great name, asshole. Okay, there's one. Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to WFOD. Hi, this is Todd Glass, and whenever I'm on the road, I listen. I don't want to say that. It sounds horrible. That's the bumper you get, but I'm not saying it. It sounds a little too Marc Maron.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. She'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. I know this. Yeah, this I know. She told me. Don't worry about it. She told me. Don't worry. No more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be alone. Oh. Whoa. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh. I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
But I love it. But I love it. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. This I know, girl. I know. She told me, don't worry about it. She told me, don't worry. No more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be alone. Oh, oh, oh. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh. She told me, don't worry about it. She told me, don't worry. No more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be alone. Oh, oh, oh. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh.
Okay, doing it again.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh.
Fuck this song.
Bottom of the ninth. Down by three. Bases loaded. Full count. Two outs. Strange label.
Hello, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. In just a moment, we should be joined by the rest of the gang. Travis, are you there?
I'm here, absolutely.
How's things going, man?
Good. I'm depressed after the first half of the show. I went and made myself vodka and water. I'm hoping that everything is better for the second half.
You know, we used to be fun-loving guys.
I'm still a fun-loving guy. Why are you making me... You're fucking.
I guess I shouldn't include everyone in...
in the used to part?
My bullshit.
About to say I'm still a fun-loving guy here.
Yeah. We're getting back to it.
Did you guys... real quick, did you guys have a teal pumpkin house thing in your neck of the woods?
No.
What? There's a... I was at the Dollar General. You guys got those, right? Dollar Generals?
Dollar General.
Yeah, Dollar General. It's just a shitty little, you know, all-purpose, right, small neighborhood store, you know, with all this stuff.
Yeah.
I was in there. I was buying some treats for my kids' class. We put together little gift bags for them. And she mentioned something about asking me if I was going to be at Teal Pumpkin House. And I looked at her and cocked my head, confused. I said, I don't know what that is. But she's like, oh, Teal Pumpkin House. I guess it's a thing this year now. To facilitate kids with food allergies, if you put a teal pumpkin outside your house, that means you are handing out treats that children with nut allergies and gluten intolerance can enjoy.
Fuck those kids.
Okay, a peanut allergy will kill you. A gluten intolerance isn't a thing.
Well, it is if you have celiac disease.
Apparently, no, only. Not even celiacs. That was bullshit. The people who put out the report said...
I think you misread the story, because I read the same thing that said, yep, you're right, gluten allergies are bullshit unless you have celiac disease. It's just the other assholes that decide to jump on every bandwagon that exists that are saying, no, my kids can't eat wheat products.
Oh, my fucking sister does that shit, and she used to eat bread and pizza and pasta and Chinese food all the fucking time, and now she's got some goddamn mysterious gluten allergy that just came up once she became a fucking hipster.
You know, we're creating these food allergies, right? All of the kids with peanut allergies, typically their moms didn't go near, and there's just like dairy intolerance. It's like their mom didn't have any dairy when they were pregnant, and now the kid can't handle it.
What?
So pregnant moms out there, stop it. You're creating a nation full of pussies that will die if they smell a peanut.
Right. Eat nothing but peanut butter, drink a lot of milk, and eat a lot of hot sauce.
And have a couple of glasses of wine once in a while. Jesus Christ. But yeah, there was a registry, apparently, and I actually did. I thought she was full of shit until we were trick-or-treating on Saturday, and I saw, like, either pictures of teal pumpkins or people actually spray-painted their pumpkins.
How did they decide on the color teal?
I have no idea. Apparently there's a registry, too, that you can go and you can get, like, a map of the town that will show you who registered as a teal pumpkin house.
They probably were looking at a bunch of different colored pumpkins and picked the gayest looking one. Yeah, teal. There it is. There it is. Okay, guys, we got it. We got it.
The person in front of them took the last purple pumpkin, so they were forced to go with teal.
We're here for a reason, and we are now on...
I feel like the reason is to give back, you know what
Periscope.
I mean?
Periscope. This is our virgin voyage into Periscope. A major reason why we've chosen today to do this, and that is because tonight we are going to be putting things in Drunk's mouth.
Dun, dun, dun. Don't we have a drop for that?
We have a very special guest, Matt from the Lotus Cast. Matt, are you there?
How special is
that? I am here, and I'm excited. And I can't wait to put things in Drunk's mouth, and yes, I'm drunk.
Now, there are three items that are going into Drunk's mouth this evening. I do not have
video. Yes.
I need to turn video on. Oh, well, Matt is on. Damn it, Matt, you're on a phone. How the hell am I going to...
I'm on a phone. I'm sorry, I'm drunk driving, so that is why...
You shouldn't be drunk driving, first of all.
Whoa.
I'm not going to judge your. That's not what I'm here to do.
Yeah, Mom.
Liberal shit dicks are why you can't drunk drive. Let's all just go ahead and give a round of applause for my correction. It's liberal shit dicks is why you can't drunk drive. So
if you're on the Periscope, we are live Monday nights, strangelabel.com. I'm just going to do that. I'm sorry.
You just think about how awesome this episode is going to be if Matt Chuck accidentally kills a pedestrian while drunk driving.
Now,
I'm going to try to kill a pedestrian while guessing what is in Drunk's mouth just for the headlines.
So, Matt, I'm not going to be able
tomorrow to
tell you
right
what the three items are because Drunk will hear us.
Here's what you can do.
But for
you can text me. You can text me what they are.
Matt, I'm periscoping.
No, but if you text it while I'm driving, I will be drunk driving and texting while driving, which increases the chances of me hitting a pedestrian, which increases the chance of you getting a good headline.
Take over the periscope so that I can send Matt the three items on Facebook. I can at least do that.
Yes.
Okay. That's item number one. Drunk is blindfolded, so Drunk cannot see.
Ooh, just got really close to that semi-truck. Oh, my God.
Because you're checking your Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, there is the second item. You are receiving these, I hope.
Hold on. Yes? Okay. All right, I know what the first two items are, and I have not hit anybody yet.
Good. So we do have a small wooden box that we have the items for Drunk in. This is item number one.
This is item number two. I have to be very careful with it. And
item number three did not fit in the box, so I had to hide it. This is item number
that,
three.
That box was huge. What
it is.
Mean?
It is a large item, Drunk, and it's going in your mouth. And so, Matt, you know the three items that are going in Drunk's mouth. Do you feel as though he'll at least get two out of three? You are the contestant.
I feel like if these items went into my mouth, I would know what they were.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we're not bringing
a challenge for Drunk.
Yeah.
Bring it on, baby.
Drunk is very confident. We've done this many times, and Drunk has established himself as being great at this game.
You guys brought the big dogs last time.
I think last time, we put a miniature skateboard in his mouth, and he got it like within seconds. It was amazing. So
yeah, Mike always wants me to like build it up with anticipation, but as soon as I
guys,
know it, I'm just going.
I don't want
to
bullshit you anymore, Napier. Are you ready to put some items in Drunk's mouth?
Apparently.
Don't we have a drop for this?
I forgot to include it, Drunk.
Oh, Jesus.
Putting stuff in Drunk's mouth, that's what we are doing. Yes, we are doing putting stuff in Drunk's mouth. I got it.
Cha-cha-cha!
Bingo.
Periscope viewers, for the first time, will actually see things go in Drunk's mouth as they happen. This is...
Yeah.
This is monumental. Napier, are you ready to put the first item in Drunk's mouth? Drunk, are you ready to receive it?
Absolutely.
All right, the first item is now going into Drunk's mouth. Focus very hard, Drunk. Be careful. Don't just go spouting.
Drunk, I know.
Until you really
I personally know what it is.
Feel his tongue on it. Ah!
Is he biting? Drunk, you probably don't want to bite.
Compact disc.
Oh, Drunk.
Are you final answer?
Drunk, you're incorrect.
DVD?
Drunk. Oh. Drunk. It was not a DVD or a compact disc, Drunk.
Okay.
It was a 45 record. It was a vinyl record, Drunk.
Very close, very
wow.
close.
Wow. For extra credit, before we move on, the artist and song on the 45 record. If you can guess that, then we'll give you credit for it.
Smashing Pumpkins Tonight.
Incorrect.
Oh, can I guess? Boot Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn.
It was not Brooks and Dunn either, Travis. Drunk, you know what? I'll give you to the end of the show to guess the correct artist and song on the record.
45 Special, Hold On Loosely.
No. Yeah. Okay, are you ready for your second item?
Sure.
All right. The second item is now going into Drunk's mouth. He's moving it around a little bit. He's doing some biting.
It's a cassette.
It was a cassette. You were correct. For extra credit, would you like to guess the artist?
REO Speedwagon.
It was not REO Speedwagon.
Ooh, let me guess.
Okay.
It was the first single from Joey Lawrence from Blossom.
Whoa! Now, the funny thing about the cassette was, I purchased a cassette at Goodwill, and I did wipe it down, Drunk. So
I think you knew immediately his reaction was going to be like, "Oh God!"
No worries. I didn't have like disinfectant wipes, but I had like the butt Cottonelle wipes.
I got some mouthwash.
So I wiped it down with that, so it's probably fine.
Yeah.
The cassette case that it was in was not the same. Artist that I purchased the cassette itself. All right.
So I have to ask, like, I've always been amazed at the process in which Drunk finds out what is in his mouth. Does he really use his teeth?
He bites. He uses his lips to feel around a little bit. He uses his tongue. Sometimes Napier gets a little splashback on the tongue.
That sounds so fucking hot.
So Drunk's mouth is like a graboid. It's like he's discovering this, and what's that's insane. I'm really impressed, Drunk.
Thank you.
He's an impressive specimen for sure.
By your mouth only. Nothing else about you is impressive.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So Napier.
Okay.
Put the third item in Drunk's mouth. He is one for. See, Drunk, do you need it back in your mouth?
I think so.
Okay, Napier, achieve the item from the floor so that you can put it back in Drunk's mouth. It's a 10-second rule, right?
Wait, so he drops it on the floor?
Okay. Drunk has the item in his mouth. He is shaking his head violently. Now he's like, he's putting his head back to try to get. You like got the whole thing in your mouth.
It's like a bell, some sort of like.
How violently is his tongue moving during all of this?
He looked like when the T-Rex got that lawyer guy out of the porta potty.
Right.
It was just like that.
Was it a bell?
It just bat the hatch back and boom. It was a bell, yes, Drunk. So you went 2 for 3. I felt as though.
And the bell says I pooped today.
When you dropped the bell onto the floor and it made the bell sound. That was my problem with the bell, was I was afraid the bell would make bell noises.
I kind of thought it was at first, but I kind of felt the keychain. I was like, hold on, why does that have a keychain on it?
I'll give you credit for the bell, even though it was actually a bell keychain. But so Drunk went 2 for 3 yet again. Drunk is slipping a bit. He was perfect for a long time, but in his old age, I kind of feel like,
who the fuck is Joe Stanley?
So if you're out there in fucking Periscope world, that was what's in Drunk's mouth. So
I should have known that was too big to be a CB.
Yes, yes, Drunk. You should have known better. The thing that he put in your mouth was actually bigger than a DVD. That's what you should have known.
And Matt successfully drove Drunk and didn't kill anyone. So,
I'm not home yet.
It's still yet to come.
Drunk. Yeah, we should. In case you were wondering who that was, I did get the song. This is the song on that 45 record that you missed. It's Joe Stampley with Ray of Sunshine. It's a good one. Day the sky looks
cloudy. I do have to give Drunk props for guessing Smashing Pumpkins.
You mean just because he thought that maybe I'd have that laying around?
yeah, totally. Like, that's definitely, if you're going to put a record in somebody's mouth, I definitely see Mike Moore from Wheelbarrow Full of Dick putting Smashing Pumpkins in somebody's mouth.
Right. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of...
Yeah, well, obviously,
you're like a diehard.
No, it was Joe Stampley.
Joe Stampley. I didn't know that you were a fan of Joe Stampley.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever heard of the song before.
No.
It's a good song.
No. How old are you?
And Drunk, as per usual, our agreement, any of the items they want in your mouth that you would like to keep, you can.
The Joe Stampley record is off the board.
I didn't purchase Slaughter, the cassette tape Slaughter. I actually thought I was purchasing the Eagles' Greatest Hits, Volume 2.
Which would have been a way better cassette.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, you got it either way, Drunk. But, yeah, I got a Slaughter cassette tape. Actually,
I got a question about this whole Drunk thing.
Okay.
So, I know Drunk came back, and we're celebrating that Drunk is back.
Right.
Is is drunk on the verge of maybe leaving again, just because we're doing this big celebration to have him back?
No. Why would drunk leave? Drunk loves doing the show.
Man. I do.
No, I know, but he left for so long. Like, he abandoned us, the listeners, for so long.
I wouldn't quite call it abandoned. I just, you know, like, had to fulfill my work obligations. That way I wouldn't get, like, fired and whatnot.
Yeah, you say work obligations. I say abandoned. Drunk.
Matt, don't you feel like because Matt abandoned you, the listeners, he owes it to all of you to give them all, like, quality podcast recommendations through a 16-team bracket Drunk Podcast SmackDown Challenge Volume 2?
Listen, I want one of two things, possibly two of two things. One of two things, I would love nothing more than a Drunk SmackDown Podcast Challenge. I want that to be fulfilled, and I want to actually know the outcome of that and to know that the Lotus Cast is indeed the champion.
I don't think that you guys would compete. I think we would have to do it with, like, people we don't really know.
Listen, I don't want to hear anything if it's not, if the Lotus Cast is involved. Okay? I apologize for being selfish. If I was going to have two of two things, okay, I want Drunk to fuck a Hot Pocket. I want that to happen.
Drunk?
More so. When he didn't deliver on that?
The Hot Pockets that you agreed to fuck
are still
in my freezer.
You don't eat Hot Pockets?
There we go.
I buy ham and cheese, Drunk. And those are Philly cheesesteak. Do you want to know why I bought Philly cheesesteak Hot Pockets?
Because they're
Drunk?
Fucking delicious?
No. I bought Philly cheesesteak Hot Pockets because when you agreed to fuck the Hot Pocket...
I thought I asked for pepperoni.
You told me you wanted to fuck a Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket. And so I purchased a brand of Hot Pocket that I do not consume myself.
Do you want me to take them home with me tonight?
The only reason... I'm not going to reward you with delicious Hot Pockets if you're not going to fuck them. You can take them home after you fuck them.
Yeah, we all been there.
See, I am okay with abandoning the SmackDown challenge.
If he fucks the Hot Pocket.
We can listen to Drunk Fuck a Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket.
I made you a privacy chamber so that you could
Privacy chamber, Drunk!
So that you could be alone with your Hot Pocket. And you let us down. You let the listeners down. I bet there's listeners that tuned out after that episode and said, you know what? You know what? That Opie's V guy that used to come in our chat all the time? The last time he was in our chat was the episode after you agreed to fuck the Hot Pocket. And he just never came back.
You're lying right now.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not lying. I'm telling the goddamn truth. Hey, you want to know why?
Because he showed up.
He has a choice every Monday night on what he couldn't listen to live. And that guy came in here wanting to hear a guy fuck a Hot Pocket.
He was promised a guy fucking a
he
Hot Pocket.
He was promised. I mean, like, I spent the whole week
hyping it.
I was like, guys, if you come in here Monday.
You're like Shannon posting YouTube videos. And
if
everything.
You come in here Monday and you listen to this show for an hour, at some point, a dude's going to put his dick in a Hot Pocket. I tweeted out pictures of the privacy chamber. And you let us down. You let Opie's V down. And that guy just never came back. You don't know why? Because he's
drunk. Most importantly, you let Matt Chuck of the fucking Lotus Cast down, you fucking dick. You hurt me. You cracked my appreciation for you as a person.
He thinks that I'm a liar. Week. He thinks that you're a liar. He thinks this show is bullshit.
Well, it is.
Drunk, you let yourself down is what we're saying.
I definitely didn't let myself.
Everybody else is disappointed. Why aren't you disappointed in you?
I feel like you should be a man of your word and fuck the Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Ain't that kind of like my shtick, though, that I'm not a man of my word?
No, you shouldn't have shtick. You should just show up and do what you say you're
right.
going to
do.
You should just be awesome every day.
Why do you need a shtick, Drunk? Why can't we just be guys hanging out on a Monday night fucking microwave meals?
That would be a or really
going to Las Vegas
day.
And fucking prostitutes.
What's the hang up exactly, Drunk?
I are call dibs on the hungry man.
Why don't you fuck the Hot Pocket, Mike?
Because I wasn't the one
why
who
does,
agreed.
Yeah. Why does Ryan have to do everything?
I was. Whoa.
What is this?
Well, why do you use a real name?
Yeah, whoa. That's crazy. Whoa.
I guess it's time to come clean. My name's Nick.
Well, I mean, it is on my Twitter feed whenever I post a tweet.
Nobody
my
pays
name.
Attention to that. I wasn't the one who came live on this show, sat down in front of a microphone, and said, hey, I want to fuck a Philly cheesesteak.
I didn't
pie.
Say I want to. You guys forced that upon me.
No, we didn't. Actually, no. What happened was...
I feel like that was Hot Pocket
Hey,
Rob.
Hey, Rafe. If you're a podcast listener, if you're listening right now to the podcast, stay yeah. after the credits, because I'm going to pull the fucking clip and put it in
Thank
there.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure it was something...
Just so you don't have to go back.
Of,
and do research. I'm going to do the research for you. I'm going to pull the clip of Drunk. What happened was, we were on the show... And we were, yep. there was a story about a guy who fucked a Hot Pocket and like put it on YouTube or something.
Absolutely.
Something like that. And yep. we were going to come up with some kind of fundraiser opportunity to pay Drunk mm-hmm. to fuck the Hot Pocket. And Drunk sat down and we started to hem-haw around telling him, you know, hey, we're going to try to get you to fuck this Hot Pocket. And, you know, we were like, how much would it cost? And he goes, no, man, I'm on the show. I'll do it for free.
Yeah, as long as there's a fucking Philly cheesesteak, he'd fuck it for free.
Right. And so yeah. I went and bought Philly cheesesteak Hot Pockets. I still got them in my freezer.
Mike, did you cut dick holes in the pot pocket yet?
You cut them in half. Well, probably not in half. You probably just cut an end off it so there's a hole.
No, you cut
Does
like a
Drunk
fuck
know how many hours of the fucking wheelbarrow full of dicks for internet radio program that I've invested to listen to him fuck a Hot Pocket?
I feel like that's the crescendo. You know what? That's what's going to get me out of my funk, Drunk.
Yeah?
All this time, I really feel that was a turning point in my life. Is when... See, because I, unlike you, am a man of my word. And I told right. our listeners that you were going to fuck a Hot Pocket.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I let everybody down. And I feel like all this time, like...
You've just been in a funk?
I've been in a funk, yeah. Because I want to give people what they want. And I feel like what people want is for Drunk to... Do you want pepperoni? Do you want me to buy some pepperoni and you'll fuck a pepperoni?
No. I don't want to fuck a Hot Pocket.
What do you want to fuck, Drunk?
My lady.
Do you want to fuck a toaster strudel?
Oh, that no. That's, I don't think there's enough.
Let's all be real.
There.
Drunk, the woman that you're fucking is basically a Hot Pocket. Like, what's this?
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, if I'm the one that has to say it, I'll say it. You're fucking a Hot Pocket.
Okay.
That's so, kind of mean to our lady listener.
So you don't care?
Well,
did I disappoint people? No.
You don't?
No.
You're fine with it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you not be fine with
it? Strangely enough.
Shouldn't you not be fine with it? Shouldn't it kind of upset you that, you know, everybody kind of looks at Drunk as, like, the guy who doesn't come through?
Well, no, they don't yeah. know what
don't
he looks
like. Don't
you want
to be a hero?
No.
Don't you want to be a,
See,
a champion?
I don't care about the kids fucking bouncing the ball in the front yard. I don't care what people think that I didn't fuck the Hot Pocket.
Maybe that's how Drunk is happier than you are. Mike, would you fuck the Hot Pocket if you said you would fuck the Hot Pocket?
If I told everybody that I was going to fuck a Hot Pocket, you're goddamn right. I would follow through and fuck the Hot Pocket.
Maybe you
yeah,
should live
to fuck the Hot
room.
Pocket. If you're going to say you're going to fuck a Hot Pocket, you fuck a Hot Pocket.
Drunk.
Mike.
What am I going to do with those Philly cheesesteak Hot Pockets?
I'll take them home and eat them for you, man.
I would rather... Throw them in the goddamn garbage.
Oh, you can give them a little baby
by
kids next
by
door.
By now, you probably should throw them in the garbage.
Probably.
They're microwave the Hot Pocket at this point.
6 minutes on high and throw them in Drunk's face when he shows up next week.
And just throw them in his face?
Yeah, just throw these fucking
mean.
Smoldering hot pockets in his face. If he won't fuck him. If he fucks him, nuke him on normal. And allow him to stick his erection size of a hot pocket.
See, if you're gonna fuck that's a hot pocket, if you're gonna fuck a hot pocket, I feel like a microwave should not be involved in the whole scenario. I think
I
that you should.
Agree with that too.
You want to fuck a cold ass hot pocket?
No, no. I think you should take it out in the morning before work. Before you go to work, you take it out in the morning. You put it on the counter and you let it thaw at room temperature
and rot slightly.
So wait a minute.
There's so many
Travis,
fucking
preservatives in there. Are you telling me that you fuck room temperature pussy?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Stick a thermometer in a pussy and tell me it's room temperature.
The ones that are littered about my apartment?
The pussies that are littered about your apartment are room temperature?
Yeah, they've been dead for a really long time.
What? What?
Mike, I think we should include the Lotus Cast and Drunk SmackDown Challenge.
He's not going to do it. He's not going to do anything.
Mike, any contest that doesn't include the Lotus Cast is just a contest to see who's the biggest midget.
He didn't even finish the 2 liter of grape soda.
I was so close on that one. I was very, very close.
Wait.
I do remember
wait,
that.
Wait, wait,
we're very close.
Hold on. Travis is fucking room temperature pussy? That's littered about his apartment? Nobody else fucking weeded out by that?
Matt, are you home yet?
No, not yet. I'm trying.
So before you...
I'm worried about you, Matt.
So before you left...
I'm not fine. I'm...
Matt, are you going to talk a bunch of shit about your fantasy victory this weekend?
What?
You're talking a bunch of shit about your fantasy victory this weekend? You should.
You mean fantasy...
It's not interesting radio.
It is very interesting radio.
It's not... Not
there are entire radio programs that spend 4 hours talking about fantasy football. It's interesting to somebody.
Jeb Bush talked about the GOP fucking debate. Fucking, we could talk about it here on the internet. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, can we?
Wait, what?
Well, that's my mama.
That's really early.
Maybe you're just ending the show.
Yep.
Room temperature cunt is what Travis is fucking around his apartment. That's not... Pussy should never be room temperature. It's warmer than that.
Try it.
Well, I guess it just depends
You'll
on what
like
the
it.
Temperature of the room is.
It's all room temperature until
I
get there.
I swear to you, I'm going to go stick a thermometer in my wife's cunt, and I will tell you that it's not room temperature.
Your internal temperature is hotter than it is outside. It's like 98 or something.
I keep my apartment 101 degrees.
Yeah, me too.
When did Travis start living in an apartment? I thought he lived in a house.
It's my side home.
Yeah, where he keeps his puss.
Yeah, my room temperature pussies in my apartment.
I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't. Drunk won't
He's
fucking
got a fuck
hot pocket. Travis has fucking... Room temperature pussy. None of this makes sense.
I keep all my Jesus DVDs at that apartment, too.
The listener, is Lisa still listening?
No.
She's still listening
No. She's gone. Yeah. Indio Techno, he's gone.
That bitch has a room temperature pussy. Her pussy is room temperature. Fuck her. She doesn't listen to the show anymore. Guess what? You're fucking twat? Room temperature.
I don't...
Fuck you. Stop listening.
I don't want to be negative towards people that stop listening to
the
show, but
fuck her.
But I do want to know, like, why they left, like, what it was.
Right.
Like, I think we need an exit survey.
Right, because they still retweet the Twitters that we tweet.
No,
they
don't. No. They check that
was
Indio Techno. Like, and anytime, like, it comes up, they're like, oh, hey, you know, this guy should do this. And I was like, yeah, no, that guy doesn't listen to the show anymore. And then he always tweets back like, you know, sorry, I've been busy. And it's like, you're not busy. You stopped listening, which
busy.
Is fine.
Right.
People stop listening. It happens. But I want to know why. I just want to know.
Right.
I want to know what happened. Like, but I mean, you've had people that have come and then like left. Where'd they go?
Absolutely.
Where'd they go, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Their cunt turned to room temperature, and they all just go to reside in Travis's fucking weird apartment that he lives in.
Are you almost home, Matt?
I think he's actually.
Yeah, I'm almost there. I'll be there soon.
I'm worried about you.
No, no, I'm fine. I just have to drive by this fucking night school to get there.
By a night school?
Yeah, like people like that. Never mind. It's a horrible joke. I'm sorry.
They teach people to joust?
Explain it to me.
I'll tell you off air, Mike.
About the night school?
Thank you, Travis.
I get it.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome.
Why can't we tell it on the... I want to know what the joke was.
No, God damn it, Mike. Yeah, I don't. Listen, I just pulled in my driveway. I'm so happy that the Lotus Cast on Thursday night, 9 to midnight, could be on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks program.
Okay, so you mean like it's like a college and they attend classes in the evening?
Nope.
Also, fuck Drunk for not fucking Hot Pocket. I'm really mad at you for that. You let me down.
I'm sorry.
In a really
buddy.
Big way.
Maybe one
yeah.
way.
Well, you think your apology means anything? It doesn't. I
know. Were they getting out of class when you drove by? Or it's kind of late. I imagine classes are probably over. I mean, it's 10:15 where you are, so they probably don't have classes that run that late, right?
I'm going to stop listening to your show from now on.
Do they have all the lights out? Or I guess
yes,
maybe the like, faculty is still packing up and or like the they leave the lights on all night. I don't know. Do they leave the lights on late? There's probably time for like janitorial staff to go in and like clean off all the chalkboards and like make sure all the trash is cleaned up and keep the campus looking nice.
I don't think they use chalkboards anymore.
Absolutely.
Do they not use chalkboards anymore?
I don't think so.
Some of them.
No, it's dry eraser boards.
Oh, it is?
Either that or like smart screens.
What kind of classes can you take there? Have you ever taken a class there?
I hate you so much right now.
I'm pretty sure they teach Portuguese there.
I mean, if you said you had to drive by it to get home, and then like you got home pretty soon after that, so it must be really close to your house.
Right. What it is, Mike, okay. is that if I take baby to the strip club, I'll get a free lap dance.
No, wait. Isn't it that you never understood the appeal of newborns, but oh my god, all of the perks at the strip
club? Right. Now that I have a newborn, I get free lap dances.
He's saying it's a joke, Mike.
So they have like home ec classes and
the newborn gives me lap dances. It's great because the newborn only wears a diaper, and when the diaper comes off, she's nude.
I went to community college for a couple of semesters, and I took a fantasy literature
class
that was pretty much
a fantasy
entirely
literature class.
It was entirely devoted to The Hobbit.
Oh, it wasn't Paul
oh,
in that class
not,
too.
Not literature that might possibly be written, like you just pretend that there's books.
No, you read books. I think I might have been confused. So I took this class about The Hobbit, but I didn't actually read The Hobbit. But like our final assignment was like a groups of four or something. And I just got in a group and they read The Hobbit and I just kind of got a grade.
And then you dropped out?
Yeah. Do you think they have classes like that at the place by your house, Matt?
Fuck you, Mike.
I don't understand why you're being like that towards me. I'm trying to engage you like on something that you brought up.
Mike, you should stop interrupting people.
I'm giving you your time to tell me about these night classes.
Well, that's my mama.
Thank you, Napier.
That's Napier's mama. Napier's mama.
That's my mama.
That's his mama. Just like that.
That's my mama.
So where were you out? Were you at a bar or something, Matt?
I was, yes. I was at a bar.
And then
on a Monday night?
Hey, don't judge that, man.
On a Monday night.
And then you drove home past a night school?
Well, that's my mama. I don't hear music. That's my mama. That's my mama. There she is. Streetlights are on.
Full of Dicks radio program.
Well, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can follow the show at WFO Dicks. Travis at Produce. Travis at
It's just a bunch of fucking people making noises.
Yeah, that's the show.
All I wanted to know was what was going on at this night school that Matt went by. And then he was saying, fuck you, which made me interested even more. I wanted to know the secrets about the goddamn night school. But everybody acts like they get the joke except me, and I want to understand what he's talking about. Somebody just explain to me what he's talking about.
This show has devolved.
The show is over when I fucking get Matt's night school joke. And not a second earlier, goddammit!
Into Mike not getting jokes. That's what this show is turned into. Mike doesn't get the joke.
The next show is Mike needs to start a show called Mike Moore.
I don't get
explanation
it.
Of the joke. Yeah. I don't understand.
So you drove past a night school.
Oh, no, there's no night school. I made it up. I lied to you, Mike.
It's a false.
Why would you do that? Was it the premise of a joke? Explain the joke to me, Matt. All I want is for you to explain the joke to me. That's all I want. I want you to explain.
There's no joke. Mike, I failed. I failed you.
Why did you tell me you drove past a night school that you didn't drive by, Matt? Why would you tell me that? Why would you tell me you're driving by a night school if you weren't driving by a night school? And if you were driving by a night school, why are you now telling me you're not driving by a night school?
Hey, Matt, have you ever had somebody call you and they ask you to buy something and you say no, but you're still on the phone so they keep talking?
Yeah.
The conversation
right
doesn't end until you hang up, buddy.
I'm about to donate money to give the $10,000 to the person in Africa because my relative died. That's what I'm about to do. That's what happened.
They just
want
to transfer the money to your account.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Matt, do you need lawn care service?
That's my mama.
Oh, wait, I get it, guys.
Well, that's my mama.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodicks.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. And follow us on Twitter at WFODicks. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODicks. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
Sir, if I said to you, I want you to fuck a Hot Pocket,
Is this like directly out of the microwave, or do I get to like let it cool
down? You can let it cool down however you want. However you want to fuck your Hot Pocket, as long as you're fucking a Hot Pocket.
Yeah. Is there like a specific flavor of Hot Pocket?
A ham and cheese one.
Not a Philly cheese.
Would you prefer a Philly cheese?
I would prefer not pizza.
No pizza. We got to get cheese.
Yeah. Wait, why is that though? Why?
I don't know. I think I would get some sort of stainage on my junk.
You already have stainage on your junk.
I think pizza has red pepper flakes
herpes.
In it.
Okay. So we put up a curtain.
Okay.
And I microwave you a Hot Pocket. Okay. So me and Napier aren't going to look at your gear.
Yeah.
But we can hear you fucking it because it's an audio podcast.
Who says I don't want you to look at my junk?
Oh.
Well, we might not want to look at it. We're not. This is a.
This just got interesting.
Is this going to be a? Are we going to put this on Justin TV? Because
Justin TV drunk fucking a Hot Pocket. Okay, yeah, it's going to be on Justin TV.
We'll put a little skirt on it and some panties, and we'll give you a pair of scissors. And
but like I said, your dick will be out of sight. I'm going to put a microphone at crotch level. And a microphone at mouth level, and you're gonna fuck a Hot Pocket.
Do I get to like eat the other one? Because they usually come in a two pack.
Yes, you can eat the other one.
Okay.
You could tongue the one Hot Pocket and fuck the other one.
Do you think that's like a Hot Pocket's worst nightmare to like have its sister like fucked right in front of it as the other one's getting like ate? that's kind of like a Japanese porno.
So I imagine like we cut the end off of it.
Right.
So that you can fuck it.
Cut the end off of his dick?
No, off the Hot Pocket, Matt.
Oh, okay.
Off the Hot Pocket.
Oh, way less fun.
So, okay. So name your price. What would we have to pay you to do this?
I'm getting paid?
Oh,
he was going to do it for free.
Oh, I fucked up. I should have started with that.
He'd have done it for the Hot Pocket.
Do I get to eat it when I'm done?
That's a solid line right there.
Hey, some people just go on rides for the experience.
Just for that second Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I just need you to not fire me, I guess. I don't know.
Wow. See, Napier said $250 for him, and that seems steep.
To fuck a Hot Pocket? I mean...
To fuck a Hot Pocket.
It's a comedy podcast. I'll fuck a Hot Pocket. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, fine. What color of Hot Pocket?
I'll bet the breakfast ones feel better.
Yeah. Oh, no. Those are kind of eggy.
With eggy sex is good.
Drunk. You'll fuck a Hot Pocket?
Sure.
Like for reals?
Why not?